guns. And your term is, if you repeat it for us.
Gangsters or gang members with guns.
Okay. And I wanted to make sure, because the reason why Craig Billfield changed his language on that was because a former delegate who's now deceased, Luke Kirk, asked him not to use the terminology he was using prior to that. It was derogatory to black men and black people in general, so he changed to bad guys with guns. And so by using the word gangster or gangster, looking up and Googling it, it's defined as a black term, uses black rap music. So I would ask you to find another term, because it is derogatory to the black community, and there are other people in Baltimore City committing crime other than black men. And so I I'm just going on what you said. I'm looking it up on my phone, and there's a lot of words we can use, but that using, and the thing is, it almost gives them a sense of pride, because people will say when they wear something a certain way or they do something to a car, I have a 17-year-old son, people will say, hey man, that's gangster. You know, that's a nice word to say, that looks good. You taking them on in that outfit. And so I think we need to kind of come out of that whole thing of urban culture and just go back to something similar to bad guys, this way to get everybody, lottie dottie and everybody.
Did you say lottie dottie delegate?
Yes, I did.
Sir.
Delegate Conway.
Can I answer that question, sir?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Very, very quickly. I haven't had the opportunity to Google what the gang or gangster is, and I'll tell you, and if not clear to the radio audience, I'm African-American male, so I'm part of the African-American community and take a great deal of pride in being raised in South Central Los Angeles, where a lot of gangs started. The gangs that we're dealing with here came from where I was raised on a lot of times. I am very sensitive to those issues, and I hear and understand. And I tell you, one of the things that I'm addressing and what I'm focusing on are the gangs within the city. And when I came in, I told everyone, and there was a reason that I did that. I told everyone that there was a gang that was wreaking havoc within the city of Baltimore, and it's called Black Guerrilla Family. And I was told not to talk about gangs within the city of Baltimore because we don't have gangs in the city of Baltimore. And I didn't want to put that gang up there like they were something special. But what I had to give across to the community is what's really happening in the violence within the city. What's really occurring, what's really taking place. And what was taking place was the Black Guerrilla Family taking over housing projects throughout the city of Baltimore and taking human life. If people didn't acquiesce to their request and to their request for 20% of funds to go back to pay a taxation tax back to this gang, which is ridiculous. Part of what we're doing, what you heard Colonel Reitz talk about, is RICO statutes. We're taking organizations and we're trying to dismantle organizations. These are organized entities, gangs. And it's not gangsters as the kids are, like my young sons have talked about, but these are gangs. These are crews, drug crews, crews that are doing extortion, and we're trying to use a RICO statute to take them apart.